the game on Friday night, the Bad Blood game between Warrington and Wigan, I've decided, or insisted, that I come to the RFL disciplinary panel hearing. I can sit in the public gallery. Obviously, we've got a few players up for this hearing today. Two separate courts, so we'll join one, and we'll join in the other one. Hopefully, we can get to hear in both. So we've got Isa Sargentson Greenwood from Wigan, and of, I don't know where O'Loughlin was. Got away with his 15 eye tackle shots. Put that down to Ben Thaler looking the other way. And of course, we've got Patton and Ben Westwood for Warrington. So I'll make my way into each of the courtrooms and let's see what happens. Could you tell me where the RFL disciplinary hearings are, please?
Straight down the corridor.
Thanks. Sounds a bit uptight. Must be Ben Thaler's wife. Ah, here we go. Right. It looks like Depp Patton's been and gone. Left his Crufts magazine there. Ah, so we've got everybody coming back after recess. We've got Ben Westwood, Case here, with the incitement of the fight, using the terms blood, bad blood, for the evening. The defence lawyer will cross-examine the Ingold judge. We'll see how this goes down. Just about to start.
Now, you say my client said something about blood.
The answer is blood. But I couldn't hear all that clearly, sir.
Deaf and blind.
You see, my lord, there was a bit of a scuffle going on.
Yes, exactly. And the rival factions were yelling their heads off, were they not?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But so, it's behind the sticks.
He might have said, the answer is in the blood.
Yes.
If he said the answer is blood,
no,
it could well have been an incitement to violence. Okay. But if he said the answer is in the blood,
yes,
then he was merely referring to some supposed diff, and the remark was quite innocuous.
Indeed.
There is a clear distinction, is there not, Mr. Featherstone?
If your lordship pleases.
Well, we'll leave it there. That looks like Ben Westwood's defence lawyer there. At least putting up a bit of a case, and hopefully Ben Westwood will only get away with about a four-game ban. But anyway, I'll move over now, go and find out where the Wigan or the Pieters are. Hopefully they're just around this corner. Could you tell me where the Wigan Warriors hearing is, please?
That'll be the Ian Lenigan suite.
Oh, right, thank you. Ian Lenigan rings a bell. Anyway, here goes. Oh, bloody hell. You just can't imagine it could get any worse. There's no judges. It's just a bloody auctioneer. It looks like... Yeah, the disciplinary panel are auctioning off the punishment and sentences to raise money for the RFL. This is outrageous! Oh, here we go. Phil Clark's over here. Let's go and see what's going on. Phil, why is this happening?
Well, it's a disappointment, but I suppose it's a reality, isn't it, that we can't have all the judges available all of the time.
So is this all about that the game's run out of money or something?
There are limited resources in which you can do it, but I don't believe he would have had the ban reduced from two to nothing anyway.
No, but you're not biased, are you? Anyway, Phil, I'm off. Brian Carney, oh, hello. What are you doing here? Brian Carney here. Brian, what about this? What's going on? I mean, no judges. We can players get away with no punishment. I mean, what is this?
Shambles, that, though, isn't it? Because you can't find a judge. I mean, honestly, that's not what you want.
No, it's not. It's absolutely scandalous. Ridiculous. Not having this.
This is a painting fit.
Order! Order! Sit, order!
Get your hands up!
I made what I'm doing. Order!